The UN's inspection around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant site will last for at least a few days, but the agency are looking towards establishing a permanent presence there. Weeks of shelling around Europe's largest nuclear plant have sparked fears of a Chernobyl-like nuclear disaster. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said inspectors will be examining the site to safeguard against radiation leaks.
We'll do many things. We have mainly technical work to do in order to make a comprehensive evaluation of the situation, about the physical inspection of the place, the functioning of the safety system. We must also talk with the staff. It's a pretty complex situation, you know, on this matter, and we'll try to establish a permanent presence of the agency for them. We must still work on that with the people on site.
Ukraine's energy minister, German Galushchenko, says it was vital to speak to staff on site and insists the mission is a step towards deoccupying and demilitarizing the plant.
First of all, but what is really very important that we need to check the situation on the NPP, because we have now the soldiers there, we have the heavy vehicles there, so we need to check what is really from the point of view of nuclear safety and security. That's the first goal.
The United States echoed calls to inspect the site and called for an immediate end to fighting near the plant. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder addressed the mission at a press briefing.
We certainly welcome, first and foremost, the IAEA's presence in the region. In terms of the fighting in the region, again, to the best of our knowledge, we do continue to see sporadic shelling in the region, and we call on all sides to ensure the safety of the power plant for obvious reasons, and would also call on Russia to enable the IAEA team to be able to get in there and do their work.
Russia welcomes the idea of a permanent presence at the plant, according to its representative to the UN organization, Mikhail Ulyanov. But the energy war, which has played out since the start of the invasion, has now resulted in Russia stopping all gas flow to Europe until the 3rd of September. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby praised European solidarity on energy shortages, but condemned what he described as Russia's weaponizing of energy.
We've seen press reports about the Russians shutting down Nord Stream 1, again, this time claiming maintenance issues. But let's just again be clear. I think it's worth revisiting that President Putin, again, is weaponizing energy. And that's why President Biden set up a task force with the EU back in March to work on ways to increase alternate sources of natural gas to Europe, including from the United States, and to help reduce Europe's demand for Russian energy through increased efficiency and clean energy deployment.
Mr. Kirby added that natural gas exports to Europe have risen by 60% compared to the same period last year, with the US playing a key role in bolstering European energy supply. This comes as top European Union diplomats agreed to make it harder and more expensive for Russians to get visas to travel to Europe. While they stopped short of imposing an outright ban on Russian visitors, as called for by Ukraine and several member states, access to visas will be severely reduced.
Let me try to summarize in concrete terms what we politically agreed on. First, full suspension of the European Union-Russia visa facilitation agreement. Full suspension. Until now, it was partially suspended for special collectives, groups of people, officials and entrepreneurs, and now it's fully suspended.
That was EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, speaking at an informal meeting of EU officials in Prague. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are claiming successes in parts of the Russian-occupied region of Kherson in their southern counteroffensive. But military experts are ruling out a quick win for Ukraine. Four people were killed and two wounded in Russian rocket attacks in the Donetsk region, according to Ukrainian authorities. One of the strikes hit the residential city of Kramatorsk, where 70-year-old retiree Volodymyr Shaplinsky woke to the sound of an explosion which damaged his building.
It's all horrifying. All of it makes me feel uncomfortable. One thing is to watch this on TV, but it is completely different when you experience it. How can I describe this feeling? It does not make me happy.
Russia's defense ministry insists Ukraine's counteroffensive has failed, with forces suffering heavy losses. But claims from both sides are yet to be independently verified. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.